Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to give a special shout-out to the new Channel Q. That's 103.1 FM all the way in Palm Springs. It's Monday morning. How you doing?
Good morning. It's a good morning. It was a big weekend. The Golden Globes kept
Huge.
Me up all night last night.
Yeah, I mean, I have to tell you, well, you know what? We should just have a sip of our little morning beverage here.
This is Coffee Talk.
Mmm, delicious.
So on Friday night, we went out to watch a little of the drag race, don't you know? Jeffrey, our producer here, Dr. Chris Donahue. It was really fun. David Hernandez.
So cute.
We had like full makeup and beat on. It was happening. Jeffrey had a wig on.
Listen, I saw the Instagram videos, okay, honey? He was living his best drag life, Jeffrey, our producer.
But throughout it all, I could not let go of, and we're going to talk about it later, because I could not let go of Kevin Hart's appearance on The Ellen Show. The platform he was given on that show, almost 6.5 minutes of uninterrupted monologuing about how he is being vilified for comments he made a long time ago that he, in quotes, apologized for ages ago. You were very heated about it in the morning, and to play devil's advocate, I was like, okay, maybe people can be forgiven and move forward. But then what came out that afternoon, Friday afternoon, was a lot of people in the queer black community saying, hold on a second. The apology that was given many moons ago was not significant. It basically just said people are too sensitive. I can't tell those jokes anymore.
Well, unfortunately, I think a lot of people in the black queer community did not come out. I still feel like people are still being very quiet. And I said on Friday, I don't think many people will go against Ellen. I don't think a lot of people will speak against it. And in my opinion, I still don't think they have. And in my opinion, I still don't agree with Kevin Hart's apology or Ellen.
What other queer black celebrities that we could look at, because I was looking at people's feeds. I even reached out to Karamo, my successor, to get his, and no one really got back to me about it. But a lot of journalists did speak for those without a platform, because the social media was going crazy, and a lot of people felt marginalized, whatever. We'll go into that story a little bit. I was obsessed with that all weekend long.
Yeah.
Just for this one thing. We all put RuPaul, Ellen, Oprah on these pedestals, but they're human beings and flawed, and they don't speak for everyone. So it was just an interesting conversation to have with that. How was your weekend? How was Las Vegas?
Vegas was great. I had a great show Friday and Saturday at the Cosmopolitan, but like you, I really had that on my mind. I also got stuck watching the R. Kelly documentary.
I have it saved, and I'm going to get to it.
You have to watch it.
It's
insane.
I'm dying for you. We were talking a little bit about it before we got on air, and I'm fascinated because I knew of the scandal ish kinda, and then I was shocked when Lady Gaga picked him to do what you want with my body. It was the lyrics. I was like, but you really know about it because you saw the doc, so I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, I was watching it. So it was a really wild weekend for me trying to make sense of Kevin Hart, which I'm still very much in my stance. I still very much disagree with Ellen. Then watching the R. Kelly documentary, then the Golden Globes last night. Speaking of Lady Gaga, did you like her dress?
I thought the ice blue hair with the dress was kind of a little, for me, but I have to remember that she's a performer. It was a little too VMAs for me.
Yeah,
for
like a little shticky.
It was a little shticky, but again, I have to remember that she's a pop star. She was nominated for playing a pop star, and so I was like, okay, whatever, it's fine. I actually thought, honestly, I thought it was a great night for women who are a little older. I thought Jamie Lee Curtis, I thought looked phenomenal.
Oh.
Allison Janney. It was a nice night to celebrate women of all ages, and I thought they were all very well put together. Some of the older gals were really, I was like, wow, get it. It wasn't just a night about the young ladies.
I know. I totally agree. You know, though, back to Gaga, which we're going to do a full Golden Globes recap.
Oh, good.
She apparently channeled Judy Garland from 1959 when she did, when she walked the carpet for A Star Is Born.
So a similar dress.
It was a similar dress.
I doubt she had the blue hair, Judy, but you know.
Judy, get with it.
Gaga it up, girl.
Judy, where was your blue hair?
So, yeah, we have a really good show. We're going to have one of the Brooks from X on the Beach.
Yeah, Corey Brooks.
Let's talk about how you would feel if one of your exes showed up. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. My temperament already is just out of the charts with the Kevin Hart and R. Kelly. I can't. I would.
Ex. I'm with you on that one. So it's always interesting. So we'll just delve into that a little bit with him, just kind of figure out what that whole experience is like. Because to be honest, I don't know if I could handle just being on the beach with an ex. However, in great, awesome vocal news, it is our Monday show where we do In the Spotlight, showcasing different artists. I first got introduced to today's artist, Vincent, when he came into my karaoke night I used to host. And I never heard of him before. He wasn't on TV yet. He sang, and I was like, who are you? How do I not know you? And anyway, he went on to star on The Four. His videos went viral from when he was on the show, and we got him today in
That's
the 9 o'clock
right.
hour.
It's going to be so good. He's amazing. He's promoting his new single, Mine, which honestly reminds me of Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. So I'm so excited for you guys to listen. But up next, after sitting on this Kevin Hart scandal over the weekend, we do want to present other opinions. So do not touch that dial. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found us on FMHD and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. We want to give a special shout out to the new Channel Q 1031 listening to us in Palm Springs.
Good morning, you guys.
It is Monday morning.
I know. You know, I'm feeling like this Monday is just so electric because so much happened over the weekend.
I woke up a half hour before my alarm.
You did?
And I didn't even go back to sleep.
That's good.
I jumped out of bed. I was like, I'm ready.
Yeah, I made my bed this morning, which says a lot for me waking up. Thank you. I mean, I don't know who I am these days. New year, new me.
Got it.
Thanks.
I love that.
But I felt so, I don't know, I guess electrified with watching the R. Kelly docuseries that we'll talk about.
I love that you watched that because I've been so curious that I did save the link. So yeah. I'm going to watch it. But everyone, it took social media by storm. And you know what else is this whole Kevin Hart thing.
Exactly.
So Michaela and I were talking about Kevin Hart hosting the Oscars way back in, I don't know, December, when it was again resurfaced Kevin Hart's homophobic comments stemming to, like, I don't know, it was like 11 years ago or something like that. That being said, we had this discussion about, you know, forgiveness and how you can apologize. He gave a soft apology in a Rolling Stone interview when he was pushed on that topic many years ago, and he quite simply said he wouldn't do that joke now because times have changed and people are so sensitive now. I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of what he said at that time. So in December, Michaela and I made a little prediction. Michaela's very good at predictions, that he would go on Ellen the beginning of the new year to plead his case, and so he did on Friday. What we did not expect was a 6.5-minute monologue from Kevin Hart with Ellen not pushing back at all, basically saying that he had been attacked and vilified and dragged for his comments, of which he'd already apologized, how people were being internet trolls for giving him an issue with this. So just to refresh your memory, he did say something in regards to, do you have the audio? Okay, let me play it here. Have a listen.
And I had to address it and apologize and say I understand what those words do and how they hurt. I understand why people would be upset, which is why I made the choice to not use them anymore. I don't joke like that anymore because that was wrong. That was a guy that was just looking for laughs and that was stupid. I don't do that anymore. I'm on social media every day. I got over 40,000 tweets. To go through 40,000 tweets to get back to 2008, that's an attack. That's a malicious attack on my character. That's an attack to end me. That's not an attack to just stop the Oscars. Somebody has to take a stand against the quote-unquote trolls.
No, so, honey, we're taking a stand against you because let me just say this really quickly. 40,000 tweets, no one was searching anything. You have a special where it's obvious what you're saying and it's still being played. If you Google it, you can watch it. Also, everybody knew that he said those things. It's everywhere. We have a
memory.
It's called a memory. And for you to make it was so melodramatic and such a telling, it was a malicious attack. No one's attacking you.
Yeah.
You're attacking the LGBTQ community and you're not a victim.
And we are very mindful of, look, here's the deal. specifically in many marginalized communities, but specifically in the African-American community, we know that there are abuses against queer, young queer black men because they're ostracized because of gender, a lot of times religion, other things. But it can get aggressive. It could get violent. And so when he says things like, I would do anything to prevent my son from being gay. And furthermore, if I ever saw my son playing with my daughter's dollhouse, I'd smash it over his head. Whatever he had said, right? The issue is, that's not part of our history. You can be forgiven. You can move forward. Do I think he's homophobic? No, no. But do I understand that for the rest of the existence of his documentary, there will be people that will subscribe to that mentality and take on those thoughts as well? And perhaps it just goes on. The queer black community lost their minds, mostly journalists. But Michaela and I were very surprised. I couldn't find one out gay, black, queer celebrity to come out. Only Don Lemon, who's a CNN reporter.
Well, in fact, I spoke to some of my friends who are a part of the black community, and a lot of them did not see what was wrong. They said Kevin Hart should still be able to host the Oscars.
Because he apologized.
But when we listen to Don Lemon and what he says, there was no specific apology. He acknowledges what he said in a Rolling Stones interview and he moves on. He never apologized on The Ellen Show. So let's take a listen to what Don Lemon said.
For many in the gay community, but especially in the black community, okay, the Twitter apologies or explanations on Ellen have fallen flat. I'm sure you've seen what folks are saying. If you haven't, check it out. To many, they seem insincere, and that he has somehow turned himself into a victim instead of acknowledging the real victims of violent and sometimes deadly homophobia. Kevin, if anything, this is the time to hear other people out, to understand why they might have been offended. And I don't see any meaningful outreach to the LGBT community. Not that I know of. Maybe you do it privately, and if you do, then I congratulate you. But nothing that you have spoken of.
And listen, here's the thing. I will say this. We're not upset, I think, that he maybe doesn't even would want to accept if his son was gay. Like, I get it. Not everybody has to be on our side. It's literally going on Ellen, having Ellen support him without ever apologizing, and having a white lesbian speak for a black queer community. You don't speak for all of us. You don't even speak for me. As a Jewish lesbian, I don't side with you, Ellen. Like, it was so disrespectful.
I think part of it is her privilege, and I think she didn't quite understand. I think she thought she was doing some good. She knows his heart. He's probably a great guy. He made a mistake. However, the way he came out, he was given the largest platform in the world almost to host the Oscars. It's a big platform. And I think people just wanted a sincere apology and for him to effect some change and to do something more than what he says he's already done. And so, and you're right, Michaela. I think that's the problem, is we're also fearful to go up against Ellen. Let me preface. Ellen threw me a party when we did Queer Eye and we were on Jay Leno. She took us to dinner after we were on her show. She took us back to her house. She was lovely to us 15 years ago in the original cast of Queer. I wouldn't be here. Channel Q might not even be on the air if it wasn't for people like Ellen Pioneers. However, she's not a deity. She's not perfect. And in this instance, I do believe that she made a mistake. And I hope she gives people of color who are queer, who happen to be injured by comments like this, a platform on her show this year. That would be the thoughtful thing to do.
That would be. And Ellen hasn't done anything for me. I've never met her, but I am no longer a fan. I'm actually just still very offended, and I stand with the black queer community. All right, you guys, coming up next, stay tuned to hear our Drag Race recap and an update to our drag draft. Keep it locked here with us, the new Channel Q, on your radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. We want to give some special love to the new Channel Q, listening to us on FM in Palm Springs, 103.1 to be specific. Don't worry, we're going to be on HD radios and FM radios all over the country very soon. We might even be in your town, but till then, everybody can listen for free using the radio.com app. Now, last night was the Golden Globes, and that is a big deal, but for us, Drag Race was a huge deal this weekend because we have a fantasy league. We all picked people that we thought were going to place or win. My picks were Gia Gunn and Latrice Royale. So now I am out.
I can't believe you're out.
I'm out.
And you're a Drag Race fan.
Yeah, but
straight guy is in and you're out.
Well, the funny thing is, it's not like I could pick anything. Remember, we could only pick in the order in which, so it's not like I could have picked something that was already taken.
Look, he's getting defensive. He's like, it's not like I could do what I wanted to do.
My first choice would have been Manila. And I don't know if she'll make it all the way, but that would have been my first choice.
Yeah. Well, my girls got into a little argument with, my pick is Trinity the Tuck and Valentina. And there was a little drama, honey.
Because didn't Trinity save Valentina 1 week prior? I believe she did. And I think everything got switched this time around. And Trinity was kind of a little mad that Valentina wasn't going to save her.
Yeah, it's true. We have a little audio so you can listen.
You said nobody would vote. I mean, if you are, you're trying it. Let me ask you this. What if I'm in the bottom two and you win the lip sync?
I'm sending your ass home, bitch, because sending Latrice home, that's too much.
You would send me home when I would have saved you.
She's the dearly beloved.
What did you just say? So this is how Valentina is going to play the game? Oh, no, sweetie.
Valentina.
Valentina. Oh, but I wouldn't mess with Trinity the Tuck. I know that Valentina is a Latin woman, but I feel like Trinity the Tuck will come for you.
I wouldn't mess with her either. I am picking up what you're putting down. I agree. I think Trinity is not one to be crossed. And also, she's a really strong showman. Like, she really, really puts on like she's flawless.
Yeah, I really think, and not because I picked her, I really believe she's going to go to the top three and she could really win.
I think you're right.
She's so good. But let's talk about Michelle Visage, Jersey Judge.
Also, like Jersey Judge or Jersey Justice, like you could totally be on that show.
We should make a segment called Jersey Justice where we just talk about, you and I go into our voices like this. We talk about who's doing
things. Yeah, we find out who's guilty and who's innocent.
Who's messing things up around town.
Well, that was cute. I actually thought that a lot of people did well in that challenge. I thought it was actually kind of a fun challenge. Some people really rose to the top. And then, of course, there were the usual duds of people who thought they were funny and then just weren't. In case you didn't see Drag Race, essentially Michelle Visage was a Jersey judge. And part of their mini challenge was the ladies had to do create characters, a defendant and a plaintiff, and go up against each other. Totally fictional, but from New Jersey. It was hilarious.
You know what? Jackie Beat would have killed that too. Jackie.
Killed it, yeah.
I wonder if they copied Judge Jackie.
Oh, I'm sure. Nothing's original.
They copy the greats.
They do.
Well, I loved when Manila, how about when she started barking?
When she looked like a poodle with her hairdo and then started using words that were actually English words, but barking them, and you realized, oh my God, she's being a dog because her character had stumbled into a mobile grooming van for a haircut.
It's so, and Manila's so smart. I still can't get over when she was like Bob Rossi for her talent, and it was hilarious, but then it was really great too.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we at right now with our fantasy league? I'm in the lead, or you're in the lead?
I think Michaela Gordon is in the lead.
Okay. You and Jeffrey still have both your queens left. I have only one with Manila, and Jay Rodriguez is unfortunately out.
I'm out.
Okay, so that's Justin, our producer, just giving you the small recap. Okay, so me and Jeffrey are winning. Congratulations, Jeffrey, but you are about to go down.
Well, Jeffrey was living her full Jefrita was out
Jefrita
on
was
Friday.
A drop, and I got the videos, honey, and we'll show you. But up next, we've got this new docuseries that's gone viral, and you don't want to miss who it's about. Stay with us. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at We Are Channel Q.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. Want to give a special hello to the new Channel Q 103.1 enjoying us on FM in Palm Springs. Don't worry, we're going to be in a city or market near you very soon in case we're not on HD or FM near you. You can listen to us for free using the radio.com app. It lets you take us on the go wherever you go. This weekend, the R. Kelly or Surviving R. Kelly series, which chronicles the abuse and pedophilia claims against the singer R. Kelly, it aired, and Michaela, you saw it.
You guys, it was First of all, I have to say this because people are saying, wow, 2 decades too late. Apparently, it's been happening 20 years. Yeah. It's still happening. So we're still going to talk about it.
So he is, so to catch you guys up, I know that many of you are aware, many moons ago, we all knew that R. Kelly had had relations with an underage girl, specifically Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. And all that. And I know that here, the age of consent, I believe in the States, for many states is 17, 18, right? So right. This was a 16-year-old girl and younger. And those allegations have kind of followed him for the majority of his career.
Yeah. And so what happened was this docuseries sort of follows these women and the parents of these women. The parents are trying to get their daughters
these
back.
These girls, I guess.
These little girls. Yeah. Some of them are women. There was a 33-year-old, but there was also a 14-year-old.
Ooh.
And basically how he was luring them in.
We tell how to get them.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
So they would go to an R. Kelly concert. Let's say one of the girls, Azriel, she went to the concert with her parents.
Ooh.
She was 16 years old.
Okay.
He brought her on stage because he always brings women on
stage. Big thrill.
Took her backstage. She said, I'm a singer. He said, sing for me.
Okay, so far so good.
He said, I can make you a star. Mm-mm. So that's how he lures them in. I can make you a star. So as she's trying to create a relationship with him, her parents were like, this is kind of weird with R. Kelly. Maybe she could be a star. And then all of a sudden, after a few months of like this grooming, is essentially what he does, he takes them. And then they live in these homes that he makes. And they're forced to fill themselves having sex with him, also doing very demeaning things.
Ooh.
And it goes on for a couple of years. And then essentially they get paid off, which is why it hasn't gone public. But here's what's something that's so disgusting. The day after the docuseries went out, this is all allegedly. I don't want to
say
there's no facts. It's what the docuseries says. But the day after the docuseries, his music spiked. I can't remember what the percentage was, but it like doubled from what it's been. And so it's sad to me because it's, but not expected.
Mm.
Because as usual, these beautiful black women are coming out.
Yeah.
And instead of protecting them,
people
his
are buying
music sales are going up.
Here's the interesting thing, too. This docuseries that you're talking about, the first episode aired January 3rd. It garnered 1.9 total million viewers. And that marks the best performance in more than 2 years across all key demographics for Lifetime. So people were very interested in this story. And, you know, look, he did end up going to, he was in possession of child pornography when videotape that he was in circulated. But even though he was charged with possession of child porn, at the end, the jury found him not guilty. And like you said, numerous women have come forward, all with similar claims of physical abuse, all for years and years and years, but likely through payouts, allegedly, then they all it didn't go anywhere.
Well, something that was interesting to me, because people are saying, did they call the police? What's happening? And when one of the mothers went to the hotel to get her daughter, the daughter wanted to come out with her mother, but she couldn't because she was stuck in the room. So she told her mother to come back at 6 p.m. When the mother came back at 6 p.m., the daughter had been forced to call the police and put a restraining order on her mother, saying she wasn't her mother and she was lying. And so these are the mind games that were happening. And the mom eventually did get her daughter back. The daughter ran downstairs and they were able to sneak out. But calling the police, I mean, it was a whole manipulation happening. It was wild.
It's really crazy. Well, there's another episode that's going to air next weekend, if you're curious, on Lifetime Movie Network on Friday, January 11th. Which, did that already happen? No.
No.
On the 7th. Oh, great. So Friday, enjoy it. It's 6 p.m. on Lifetime.
It's a manic Monday. All right, guys, coming up next, we've got News on the Beat, where we highlight some of today's hot topics. Stay tuned to hear who dedicated their Golden Globe to a queer hero and icon. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. Want to give a special shout out to the new Channel Q, listening to us in Palm Springs on 103.1 FM. For everyone else enjoying us on HD Radio and radio.com, we love you guys too. Thanks for joining us this Monday morning. So we start at the top of the 7 o'clock hour with some of the headlines we think you guys want and need to know about. So, Michaela, what's going on in this world?
All right, guys. Well, in Golden Globes news, in winning a supporting actor Golden Globe for A Very English Scandal, Ben Whishaw thanked a true queer hero and icon, Norman Scott. And we have some audio.
But there's one person I really, really want to dedicate this award to, and it's the man who I had the privilege to portray in the show, Norman Scott, who took on the establishment with a courage and a defiance that I find completely inspiring. He's a true queer hero, an icon, and Norman, this is for you.
Now, Norman was a former stable hand and model at the center of a major 1970s British political scandal. So congratulations to Ben Whishaw. In White House news, Donald Trump told reporters as he left the White House for Camp David Sunday that he might declare a national emergency imminently to secure money for his border wall. He would want to use military funding for his wall. And we have audio of him talking about that.
The barrier or the wall could be of steel instead of concrete. If that helps people, it may be better.
Well, we'll be talking to Donald Trump on Friday, as we always do, so we'll hear what he has to say himself. Now, in CNN News, news anchor Don Lemon has called on Kevin Hart to become an LGBTQIA ally so that he can help tackle homophobia, particularly in the African-American community. In the powerful segment on CNN, Lemon said that Hart's apology for his past homophobic remarks, which resurfaced after he was selected as the host of the 2019 Oscars last month, had fallen flat. And we have some audio of Don Lemon talking about that as well.
Just kidding.
Actually, I'll say it myself.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really great.
He basically was just really this informed, metered response to the whole Ellen giving Kevin Hart this 6.5 minute without even any pushback. She didn't even say anything about what had happened or how it impacted folks.
Yeah, that's true. And so naturally, he took the same stance that I did on Friday, and I am not backing down because that's important to me. That's just some of the things that we have here on News on the Beat. But coming up next, this is really exciting, Jay. Now, last week, we told you the story of the sailors kissing his same-sex partner after arriving from deployment. Well, we wanted to talk to them, and we are next. So keep it locked here with the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to give a special hello to the new Channel Q. That's 103.1 listening to us on FM in Palm Springs. All our HD markets, we love you guys for joining us, and of course, everyone listening for free using the radio.com app. That's the way to go. You can take us on the go wherever you go.
Yes.
So last week, Michaela and I were scouring through the internet, as we do, pulling stories to share with you guys, our listeners. And, of course, we found this really great photo that had gone viral, and it depicts husbands kissing, but it goes beyond that because it's actually a sailor who was coming home from deployment who won a charity lottery to be the first couple reunited at the sort of ceremonial kiss that we all know and love. Mm-hmm. And those images are iconic from back in the day, always in black and white, but it's usually a heterosexual couple. Yeah. This time, it is a sailor and his husband, a same-sex couple, and we happen to have them on the line. Kenneth Whittington, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Kenneth, you guys, did you have any idea when this all went down that it would create the commotion / excitement that it has?
No, not really. Honestly, I honestly thought it was just, I didn't think it was going to get as big as it did. I just kissed my husband, and next thing I know, the next 3 to 4 weeks, it was everywhere.
How does it happen, by the way? How does the opportunity to be the first ones to, how does that all go down?
Well, so there's a raffle that goes on during the family readiness group meetings, which is kind of like the Navy wife meeting, which basically is where they'll give us information on the men and where they are, and not where they are, but when they're coming home.
Sure.
And the raffle is for a good cause, so the more money you spend, the more chance you get to win.
Oh, cool.
So I told Brian about it, and he was like, oh, I want to win, and I said, I want to win. So I just kept putting $20 in every month.
Wow.
So the day before that he came back is when I found out that I won, and I texted him and told him, and I wore all white because he wanted me to wear all white. He was wearing his blue uniform, and I honestly, like I said, when I saw him, he gets off the ship, and that's when I ran to him. And in the video, I ran to him, and then he kissed me, and then he kisses me, and then the news came by and interviewed us, and I'm like crying, and I thought, oh, they're not going to use this because I'm not really speaking that much because I'm crying, so I let him speak, and then afterwards, we found out we were on the 5 o'clock news, and then we did Saturday news, and then a producer messaged us and wanted us to do a follow-up interview, and that's kind of how it went. viral and it went everywhere.
Right. Well, if you guys are listening, we are talking to Kenneth, who is the husband to Brian from this iconic sailor photo that was taken of you both kissing as he got back home. Now, how do you think this photo impacts our LGBTQIA community? Because for us, we were so moved and it's so important to show this side of our community. But tell us how it affects you.
For me, it shows love, and it shows that two people are in love. You know, forget the fact that, you know, he's in the Navy and everything. I think it just shows two men that are in love, and it shows that, you know, you can be in love with whoever. You know, right. That saying, love is love, and I think that's what I love that the picture shows, is that, you know, it's love. And a time and a place where there may not be a lot of love in the world.
Sure.
This is something that gives someone hope. And as I was, as the picture went viral, I got a Facebook message from a woman who is battling cancer right now.
Wow.
And she said our picture made her want to kick, as she says, you know, kick cancer's butt more because of that picture. You know?
Aww. That's amazing.
Well, that's so sweet.
Now tell us, we're feeling the love, but how does it feel to have the one you love back home after deployment?
Oh my gosh. It feels amazing because I don't know if anybody knows, but, like, you know, when they're gone for 7 months, you barely have communication with them.
Wow.
And you're doing everything on your own. And then on top of that, you know, I also have my job, and then I'm keeping the household together.
Right.
I'm taking care of things that he needs me to take care of on top of what I need to take care of. And you're basically alone, you know.
Yeah.
Like the other spouses, they have kids.
Right.
Whereas, you know, we don't. And, you know, there were times when I wanted to go buy a dog, you know, just something to have out, but I had to wait till he got back home. But yeah, it's very hard, but I'm so happy that he's back and I have somebody to cook dinner for. And, you know,
love it. Well, listen, Kenneth Woodington, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your sacrifice. We know that when someone serves, it's a whole family that really sacrifices their lives to support those who are serving. So thank you for your sacrifice, and please send your husband, Brian, our love here from Channel Q.
That's right. We love and support you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's so sweet.
So sweet.
Oh, I love that. You know what's funny? It goes along with what I'm doing in my apartment. I told you about how I'm taking really iconic photos of same-sex couples and framing them on my wall.
Cute.
Maybe I'll put the sailors on my wall.
You should.
In honor of Channel Q. I love it.
I should have asked him if he knows any single sailors.
Oh, we love a single sailor, honey.
I'm single, and I guess
you are single, very ready to mingle.
I don't know if I'm ready. I've been out this weekend. Apparently, I'm not so ready to mingle. I didn't mingle.
Oh,
I like stayed connected to my like friends.
Are you?
That's kind of who I am, though.
Are you mingling on social media? Like,
I'm out there, but I'm like not really mingling. I'm just kind of existing, and I just know I'm single, but I'm not really moving toward anything, which is weird.
It's nice, though. It's nice to have a little break and be alone.
Yeah.
Okay,
puppy time.
I'll always be, if you need a red carpet, I'll always be your date. Don't worry about that.
You got it.
And speaking of red carpets, we are going to recap the Golden Globes when we come back. So much happens, so stick around. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. Don't forget to like us on the app.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found this on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to say hello to the new Channel Q. And joining us in Palm Springs on 103.1 FM, as well as all our HD markets and everyone listening for free using the radio.com app. Like I said, it is the day after the Golden Globes. That means our town is flooded with folks doing press today, working through their hangovers. Some people are waking up right now still with last night's makeup.
Yeah, I mean, so that's true. Kind of my night every night.
Yeah.
So I'm always at the Golden Globes.
What were some of the highlights to you?
There were so many things that happened. So you guys, I'm sure, as a comedian, you would understand my love for Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
I literally, my dream show would be to have something like that. And unfortunately, it just feels like it's so unattainable in 2019.
She mentioned that,
and
didn't she
mentioned it. She had this amazing speech. We have audio. Let's take a listen.
We all became one happy family for 11 joy-filled years. And nothing like our show, and I might add other variety shows at the time, could ever see the light of day today, because the networks, they just wouldn't spend the money. And because there are so many cable competitors, they're not going to take a chance. And sad to say, today's audiences might never know what they're missing. So here's to reruns and YouTube.
Well, because her show back in the day had a full orchestra.
Yeah, it live was amazing.
Singing. Could you imagine? She's right. Like, they would sooner just tape it once and, like, we're going to just play the sound effect.
Absolutely. Well, there was also a big scandal. I was interested to see how this went down.
I'm
friends with Christy Metz. I love her from This Is Us. She's incredible.
How is she not here if she's your friend?
I
want her here yesterday. I love
Christy
Metz.
I'll reach out. Yeah, for sure. I will. So she was hosting something with Alison Brie, who is on
Glow.
Oh, Glow. Yes, of course. Yeah. Who's so funny to me. But apparently she mouthed that Alison Brie was such a
bitch.
Oh, yeah, we can say that word on here.
Yeah.
So she does. But they have denied it. But if you watch the video, you can sort of see her say it.
Weird.
And I'm kind of here for it. But maybe she was kidding. Like, I don't know what the context was. I mean, she's denying it. She said she didn't say it. So maybe she wasn't even trying to joke.
There were also a lot of really strong looks. Billy Porter looked gorgeous in this sort of gray suit. And they came with this, the lining. He wore a cape. And the lining was a fuchsia pink, like a hot pink, like satiny lining, and it's getting that photo of him on the carpet is just everything. Anna Navarro just said, "I found my wedding dress." Like, so everyone is really gagging over his look.
Yeah, Rami Malek, who is in Queen, he had an amazing speech as well that we have audio. We want you to take a listen.
And of course, to Queen. To you, Brian May. To you, Roger Taylor, for ensuring that authenticity and inclusivity exists in the music and in the world and in all of us. Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime. I love you, you beautiful man. This is for and because of you, gorgeous.
Well, the gag of life is Bryan Singer, who was one of the directors on the film, was fired, was not mentioned, was not present. He posted a picture of himself directing them. Yeah. And said, "What an honor. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press." And literally in the comments section, people are like, "Do you remember what you did, what you're being accused of, sir?" And then literally someone else went on to say, "Congratulations, talented cast and crew, who had to carry on the days you were, quote, too sick to show up to work." In real life, we all get fired for that, as eventually you did as well. So Bryan Singer, although he was a posthumous and he did not was not there, he posted it like, "Thank you guys for giving me this honor." Interesting.
Well, I have to say that I'm incredible at predictions. Maybe I'll make a segment of, like, Michaela's predictions.
I want you to.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
But you predicted something amazing, and I was going against you, but you were so right. You were not a fan of A Star Is Born.
I didn't like it.
And Star Is Born literally won nothing. Nothing. Bradley Cooper was up for Best Performance as an Actor and Best Director, got nothing. And then Lady Gaga, all they won was Shallow with Mark Ronson. They did win that, but I was surprised.
Well, it was funny because all the gays, the young gays, all the monsters and such were really dying for Gaga to win, right? Anything. And so when Glenn Close won, there were tears. There were tears from all the baby monsters crying out. I didn't care. Listen, I love Glenn Close. She's more than paid her dues. Gaga's going to be around for a minute. She'll continue to act, and maybe next time.
Well, and it took 14 years to make The Wife. I mean, Glenn Close is a legend, and she also gave a phenomenal speech where she talks about, you know, we're nurturers, and if we're lucky enough in this lifetime, we have partners or husbands and children, but we cannot forget that we also have dreams and a personal fulfillment. And
women she was saying, right.
Need
to
take that on. So I loved that because I feel like it's a very difficult balance, and women often feel guilty when they have families to pursue their dreams. And I love that she said that. All right, well, coming up next, stay tuned to hear this next segment where we give you Golden Globe realness. This recap next. We will continue on the Golden Globes. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon, and we're going to get a little love to the new Channel Q, 103.1 FM in Palm Springs. All our HD markets and radio.com listeners, we love you guys too. We're still talking Golden Globes.
That's right. And so much happened. You know, I am so upset, though, that Black Panther did not win anything.
I know.
I was so surprised. However, you showed me this really great little, what was it, like a commercial or like a video, social media thing?
Yes. So Allison Janney was the first that I saw that she had basically put it on her social media. It's basically one of those pop-up little sets that they kind of do where they kind of... this was an elevator, and basically it's just kind of a promo thing. It's usually in an after party or some kind of pre-party. I can't remember who was sponsoring it, but essentially there's like this 1950s music playing and you can do whatever you want. All that they give you is that the elevator door will open and it'll close. And Lupita Nyong'o and I think it was Michael B. Jordan and someone else from the cast of who was it?
Denai Garrett.
So it opens. Lupita is making out with Michael B. Jordan, and then so it looks like the other girl's coming in to like break them apart, and she just pushes the guy off, and then she makes out with Lupita, and that's when the elevator closes. So cute.
It was so cute. Okay, so what's gagging me? I feel like if I went to the Golden Globes, this would be my heroic moment. Every celebrity got a lot of love, but more importantly, a very regular person got most love. Fiji girl is what they're calling her. Apparently the model that stands there giving the celebrities Fiji water photobombs every single person's photo.
Her name
is Kelleth Cuthbert, and she is on everything. Times is writing about her. CNN wrote about her.
Did you DM her?
Can we
get her on?
Should we just try to get her on? She's hilarious.
Jeffrey, she said, Justin, someone get her on.
Kelleth Cuthbert, we're coming for you. She took so many great photos. It was all about the angles.
Yeah.
And people are claiming her the real winner of the Golden Globes.
And you know what? The thing we were talking about with the elevators, it was the InStyle that was there. So the InStyle suite. So if you want to see the videos we're talking about, just use the hashtag InStyle WB Globes and it'll come up. All the videos of all the different celebrities on the set. As well as, you know, one of the big accomplishments was Lady Gaga winning for Best Original Song for the song we just played, Shallow. I didn't realize how many people
wrote that?
Yeah, there was a lot of
guys. I thought the same thing. I definitely thought it was just her.
I thought it was just her too, but then it's funny because then the acceptance speeches, the guys go on for some time, and in my mind, I'm staring at Gaga and I'm thinking, oh, she's sweating. Like, she's seeing the countdown tick away and her opportunities to speak.
Yeah, she was in the middle of like crying and taking the compliment that Mark Ronson was giving her, but also like, I need to say something. Thank you so much for talking about me. But also, I need to talk.
Yeah.
It was
so
great.
Good. Oh, we have audio of it? Oh, here's some audio.
Finally, to the captain of the SS Shallow. Because when you write a song with Lady Gaga, all you're doing is making yourself into the best supporting cast you can be. The genius comes from you. It's up there. You're the one who led us into the deep waters and truly made this song what it is with your devastatingly beautiful performance in the film as an actor and as a singer. And we thank you for that.
To say, as a woman in music, it is really hard to be taken seriously as a musician and as a songwriter. And these three incredible men, Andrew Wyatt, Anthony Rosamondo, Mark Ronson standing with me, they lifted me up, they supported me. Thank you also to Ben Rice for working on this song with us. We love you. Thank you. And Bradley,
yes. Okay,
it always
thank
sounds
you.
Like she's crying.
A
like
little.
Even when she's just giving a speech, it always sounds like she's got that frog in her back of her throat, and she's like, "Thing."
Do you want some behind the scenes gossip?
Yeah.
So I did the table reads. I was up for the part of Ramon for A Star Is Born. I auditioned several times, and there was rewrites with Ramon out, and it was Anthony Ramos who actually booked it. But in the table read I did at Warner Brothers with the all-star studded cast and the whole bit, Bradley Cooper's character actually gets super high and walks into the ocean and drowns and dies that way.
Right.
That's not how it was done, but doesn't that now make sense? The lyrics? She wrote the song with that ending in mind because that song was
probably, no, what are the lyrics that talk about the garage?
I'm on the deep end.
Oh,
no, girl. I'm saying that she wrote that song with the original ending in mind.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm in the deep and shallow water. That's how he died.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Oh, I love that. That's good.
Well, behind the scenes gossip,
way
guys. And I didn't sign anything, so they don't own me from not speaking out.
No NDA here, honey.
By the way, Kevin Spacey is in court right now, and I know the news cycle is dominating that. We'll talk about it a little later.
Yeah, we'll hit it up because coming up at the top of the hour, we've got News on the Beat where we highlight some of today's juiciest stories like Kevin Spacey. Stay tuned to hear what Don Lemon had to say about another Kevin Hart scandal. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found us on FM, HD, and radio.com. My name is Jay Rodriguez, and this is The Morning Beat. I'm with Michaela Gordon, and we want to give some love to the new Channel Q, 103.1 FM, listening to us in Palm Springs, all our HD markets. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us this Monday morning. And radio.com listeners, you're the smartest. You can take us on the go wherever you go. So it is time for a little bit of some headlines in the global news. Certainly some of the things that are impacting our community. So, Michaela, what is the world talking about?
All right, guys. Well, Kevin Spacey has just arrived in court for arraignment and sexual assault case, the sexual assault case. The felony charge stems from an incident in 2016 when the House of Cards actor allegedly stuck his hands down an 18-year-old's pants, grabbing his genitals after buying him drinks at a Nantucket restaurant. Now, the young man's mother, former Boston television news anchor Heather Unruh, levied the allegations against Mr. Spacey at a news conference in late 2017. Kevin Spacey said that there was no plea entered and was told by the judge to stay away from the defendant and the defendant's family. Okay, moving on. In CNN News anchor Don Lemon has called on Kevin Hart to become an LGBTQIA ally so that he can help tackle homophobia. Now, particularly in the African-American community, it is important to bring the awareness. In the powerful segment on CNN, Lemon said that Hart's apology for his past homophobic remarks, which surfaced after he was selected as the host of the 2019 Oscars last month, had really fallen flat. In White House news, Donald Trump told reporters as he left the White House for Camp David Sunday that he might declare a national emergency imminently to secure money for his border wall. He would want to use military funding for his wall, and we've got audio of him talking about it.
The barrier or the wall could be of steel instead of concrete. If that helps people, it may be better.
Well, in Golden Globes news, Bohemian Rhapsody, the hit Queen film biopic starring Rami Malek as the group's iconic frontman Freddie Mercury, won Best Picture Drama at the 2019 Golden Globes on Sunday night. For the full story or video, go to wearechannelq.com. We also have audio for you to listen to right now.
And of course, to Queen. To you, Brian May. To you, Roger Taylor, for ensuring that authenticity and inclusivity exists in the music and in the world and in all of us. Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime. I love you, you beautiful man. This is for and because of you, gorgeous. Mwah.
What a great speech. This is for you, gorgeous. I love that. All right, well, those are some of the stories we wanted to share with you on News on the Beat. Now, coming up next, we have X on the Beach star Corey Brooks. Stay tuned to hear what new projects he's working on next. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You found us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to give a special hello to the new Channel Q listening to us in Palm Springs, 103.1 FM, and all our other markets. We love you guys, too. It's Monday morning, and Michaela and I, you know, we just talk about we have very different relationships with our exes.
I hate mine.
I'm friends with all mine.
No, but I think it's just weird being friends with your ex. Like, I fornicated with you, and now we're going to be friends.
Or
I
made
want to.
Sweet, sweet love with you down by the fire.
Yeah, if you don't know what fornicate means, we had sex, and so, I don't want to be friends.
Well, so, okay, so that leads to our first guest today. Corey Brooks, of course, rose to fame on Big Brother, and now is on X on the Beach, MTV hit show, where basically they get basic sort of surprised with exes showing up. So Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay. Yeah.
So tell us about the show X on the Beach for those who maybe haven't seen it.
All right, X on the Beach, they start you out with a group of singles. You kind of show up. They tell you you're on a dating show, and you think you're there to have fun.
Stop
and,
it.
You know, have some romances.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, a day or two into it, exes start washing up on the beach,
ugh,
ruining lives and taking names, and just filled with drama.
That typical reality, they take your cell phone, you don't have access to anything.
Yeah, they take it all, exactly. Wow. So you're in a confined space with a bunch of singles. Everyone's obviously, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, there's alcohol involved.
Sure.
I mean, it's just like, you'd think it's going to be a really fun time, and then it turns out, you know, 10 o'clock rolls around and there's people throwing stuff at each other and it's a mess.
Oh my
gosh.
Well, so we assume that you had your ex come on.
Yep.
Was it the ex that you
two of
wanted?
Them.
You had two exes?
Yeah.
There's just one. I didn't
catch
up.
I want to know how.
Multiple exes show up.
Oh my God.
I want to know how that went, but were they the exes that you would have wanted to rekindle with or it was like dramatic?
You know what? Both of my exes that are on the show, I still have great relationships with. I wasn't too mad. Yeah, you know, I actually wasn't mad about it. It was good to see them and like have another chance at like discussing it. You know, because sometimes you have that period where you kind of just like have a falling out and it doesn't work out and like you don't have like the closure that you need. And so X on the Beach is kind of, you know, that's what they push for. It's like, can you get over your ex? Did you have your closure? Or can you guys just close the book and, you know. You know, be friends.
Was it tricky having two women that you had, like Michaela said, fornicated with show up?
But he can also, like, then you've also got a single. Like, maybe
exactly.
Girl, and then your two female exes.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I showed up, and one of my exes was already there.
Uh-huh.
And there was, you know, she was kind of already flirting with another guy. And so I'm looking around. I'm like, I see some pretty good talent in here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
speaking of talent, listen, okay, so what you can't get, in case you haven't seen the show, is Corey's, like, over 6 feet. He's gorgeous, great-looking guy. There were also a lot of really hunky guys on the show, specifically gay guys, Murray Swanby, who we know from Marco Marco and Andrew Christian, as well as Cheyenne Parker from The Fire Island. That was his ex-boyfriend, Rob. I mean, there was a lot of fellas who you turned an eye for, too. They were you did, but they were noticing and appreciating.
Hey, I cuddled with my
I heard that. You're super gay friendly, which we love.
Yeah, so from Big Brother. So,
yes, exactly. Actually, speaking of it, this is a great tie-in. You know, with everything going on with Kevin Hart and everything, we all make mistakes, and in your past, you used some language that was not great. You've since apologized, have a great relationship with the community now. What advice would you give to a generation of men who maybe, you know, was part of their vernacular to use words that maybe some people really are injured by? How would you advise maybe hetero men to, you know, maybe just choose their words differently?
I would just say, you know, I actually coached a group of kids. I had 39 boys in Dallas that I coached. And, you know, I would hear words pop up of everything, you know, whether it's race or, you know, it could have done with anything political, you know. And I would,
Especially now, kids are so divided because their parents
are
divided.
Yeah. And there's so many things that are divided. And I would just stress to them that, you know, doing that is not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's a reflection on you, and it's probably a lot on your own insecurities.
Yeah.
You know, just grouping people or, you know, attacking. Like, it's just never cool to do that, you know, and it's great to just love everybody.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? And just, I don't know. It's just, it's insensitive to attack certain people.
Yeah, and I appreciate
and
you doing
cool.
that because I think it's so important, especially with little kids looking up to you and seeing you on the show. And, you know, if they Google anything, whatever, I love that you have really just stepped up. And I was talking to Murray about you. Murray is one of my really good friends.
I
used to live
Murray.
In my building. Yeah. A good guy. And he just couldn't stop beaming about what a great guy you are. In case you're just tuning in, we've got Corey Brooks with us. He is from X on the Beach. Of course, you know him from Big Brother. But we're going to talk a little bit more about the X on the Big Beach vibe. I want to know, what was the difference between being locked up in Big Brother and having to kind of be a little conniving and try to figure out your game to then going to X on the Beach? What were those, how could you compare those experiences?
You know, it's two complete different experiences. You know, obviously on Big Brother, you are, you're manipulating situations, there's competitions involved, you're fighting for money, like, it gets nasty in there. You know
sort of sounds like you're still dealing with your exes.
A little bit, yeah. You know what?
Same show.
A little bit, yeah. And then X on the Beach, you know. Mm-hmm. you're there kind of you're either fighting to win over your ex or you're, you know, fighting to get away from your ex.
Right.
One of the two.
By the way, this was fairly recent because I remember Murray being gone for a little while.
Yeah, you're gone for a month. And
but it was not this is not like a year ago. This just happened a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Is fast.
Yeah. But for me, Ex on the Beach was a cakewalk because you're in there and you're with a lot of people that you're more alike.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big Brother, everyone is walks of life, totally different. Ex on the Beach, you're in there, you have, you know, alcohol, or you get to go outside all the time, you're having fun.
I mean, it's clearly a play on the drink, Sex on the Beach.
Sex on the Beach,
you are drinking, there is a beach, your exes were there, there were a lot of hot single ladies. Mm-hmm. Did you have sex on the show?
I didn't, no, I didn't
Good
have
boy,
sex.
Good boy, I'm shocked.
I was an angel, I know.
Way to go, Zaddy. That's a real Zaddy, y'all, not having sex. Okay, now, I'm sure people are going to want to know, are you currently single?
I'm not allowed to
say.
Disclose
that. I just wanted to know for more from me.
Well, listen, we're going to go to break, but we come back. You have some apps that you've created that are out there. Yeah. So we're going to play a game that has to do with apps, and we'll talk about your apps when we come back.
That's right, guys. Stick around. We are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at We Are Channel Q. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we were going to give some special love to the new Channel Q, 103.1 FM, listening to us in Palm Springs and all our HD markets, and everybody listening for free using the radio.com app. Now, we are still with Corey Brooks from X on the Beach. You know him from Big Brother, and of course, X on the Beach, the great new show on MTV that literally we are sweating. We're talking all behind the scenes here in studio about what it must be like to be trapped with not one, but two of your exes, and also potential people that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Okay, but Corey, outside of reality TV, you actually have a couple of apps that you've started. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I actually started an app maybe a year or two before Big Brother. It was just one of those things. I played college ball. A lot of my athlete friends were, you know, going pro and getting all this fan mail, and I had an idea for an app to make basically a connection between fans and their favorite pro athletes to connect
with
them and get like, you know, hey, it's, you know, Corey, happy birthday, make it real personal.
I love that.
You know, people just, you know, like kind of replacing like sports memorabilia type deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it was just like a unique gift idea. Started it called Fan Connection. So
Fan Connection.
I have a lot of reality TV people on it. I've got, you know, some actors, some athletes. Yeah. So
that's so smart.
Michaela and I are like downloading that.
I'm
right now.
Fan Connection. Well, my family's like the biggest Eagles fan. So my dad would die. They love sports. I don't understand them, but I try to.
Sports ball.
I love sports. I love sports ball.
So before we leave the X on the, because we are going to play a game about apps, when can people watch the show?
Thursday nights, 8, 7 Central. I guess it's 8 o'clock Eastern time.
And okay, great. So then will we find you and can we poach you and take you out? Does Murray bring you to West Hollywood to get you drunk?
Because
you know
Hollywood.
He does host parties.
Oh, I know. I've been to the Chapel Abbey with them multiple times.
He's a professional gay man.
It's like, no doubt, dude. I'm out there on the weekend.
Got it.
That's so sweet. I have to say, just also, it's so refreshing. I mean, obviously, you're very handsome and you play baseball and you're like a man's man. And it's just so nice to have such a wonderful ally. It's really good and very supportive of our community, and we really appreciate it.
So Justin's going to tell us how this game is going to be played, but basically it has to do with apps, and that's all I know.
That is correct. So the subject of this game is the top 20 apps, according to Apple, for 2018. So top 20 free apps. So
okay.
Free.
Yes, free. Don't have to pay for them. They're all free. So that's what the goal is. You're trying to guess them all. If you get it right, you get a point. So Corey, you being our guest, you get to go first.
All right. Instagram.
Instagram, that would be... Yay! That's number two. So you get a point.
Easy
that's
one.
Number two?
Yeah, that was number two.
Okay, I'm going to go with Twitter.
Twitter. That's number 20.
I'm going to go with Snapchat.
Snapchat, that is...
That was a good one.
Number three.
On the board, all right.
Corey.
Man, I'm going to go with Venmo.
Venmo. Oh, yeah. Great guess.
Oh, really?
Really?
No Venmo.
Oh,
I'm going to go with Facebook.
Facebook. That would be number five.
I'm taking a risk. This is probably not going to place, but Heads Up.
What's
up? Ellen's Game, no?
Oh.
I always see people playing it like online at like Disney and Universal.
Okay, go, Corey.
Corey.
Man, I'm going to go with one of these banking apps, like Mint, you know?
Mint, not on there. Michaela.
Jeez. I'm going to go with Grindr.
Nope, not on there.
I'm going to go with
a good one.
Tinder.
Tinder.
Yo, Hinge has to be on there.
Hinge. Never heard of that before, so.
Oh, dang it!
Oh, Michaela. My gosh. Okay, I'm going to go. Oh, free up. I'm going to go with Facetune.
Facetune.
Just your pictures. Just
that,
yours.
Just mine.
Here's money one. PayPal.
PayPal. If you guys are just joining us, this is the top 20 free apps according to Apple. Corey, your guess.
Man.
Free apps.
I'm going to go with like a Gmail. Like a. Yeah, one of the. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Good.
Michaela.
Okay, I'm going to go with.
I have one.
What, tell me. Give me one.
it's only a 4-hour show.
Oh, a Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Oh, there you go.
I'm obsessed. Ugh.
Wow.
Okay.
Jay.
Waze, the navigation app.
Oh, good one.
That's good.
All right, guys.
YouTube is definitely on there. YouTube.
Oh, good
Michaela
one.
2, yeah. J1, and you said YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
That's number there, one.
Let's go.
Oh, number
baby.
One.
Let's go.
Michaela.
Okay, I'm going to go with Cameo.
Cameo.
Oh, it's not free.
No, it's not.
Jay.
I hate myself.
Okay, we did Twitter, Instagram. We did all social media ones. Okay, this is Gmail. What's another one?
The stress is real, and I hate
this
losing.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp
is
Messenger
good.
Is number 13.
Nice. Yeah,
that's a good one.
And that'll do it for the game. Corey is our winner. 3-2.
Well, he's the app guy.
We let you in because you were the guest.
You let me win. That's
I
cute.
Literally
that's
hate
cute.
Losing.
I know you do. I sense some bitterness.
Me and Jay play games every Friday, and I've been losing recently, and I'm not feeling it.
All worst. Right, so Corey, next
so
time
fun.
You go out in the hood, give us a call because I live
absolutely.
In West Hollywood.
Let's
I'm
go.
Newly single. It'd be great if we ran yeah. into my ex, and hey. You could just stand near me, and we'll just play that whole, who's that guy? Yeah you wish you knew.
That's right,
buddy.
Guys.
I'm just kidding.
We are with Corey Brooks. Make sure to watch X on the Beach Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a very good show on MTV. I'll be nervous, but I'll be watching. I'll be voting right. for you in my mind. Hopefully, you get all the crushes.
Absolutely. Hope so.
And give the kids your social media so they know how to follow you.
Yeah, at Corey Brooks on Instagram. And,
it's verified. So if you need to, yeah. if there's multiple, don't worry. It's the blue check mark one.
Very easy. Yeah, at Corey Brooks. At Corey Brooks 34 on Twitter.
Awesome.
Yeah, at Corey Brooks 34, I think, on Snapchat.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I'm on Snapchat.
Are you active on
Snapchat?
Because that's like
the thoughty place. That's the place where apparently
it
the
is
good,
not
good.
A thoughty place.
Because you like just the filters.
That's real. You guys, stick around. And on that note, we're out of here. You guys, up next, we have a great story about women getting divorced. It sounds crazy, but it's pretty good. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to give a special hello to the new Channel Q, 103.1 FM. Listening to us in Palm Springs, all our HD markets and radio.com listeners, you guys, you're pretty special too, but you are not as special as what we just experienced. Ladies and gentlemen.
How'd you feel?
I'm a little shook. I'm a little shook because
let me set it up and then you talk about it. We
sure.
just had
Corey Brooks on
from X on the Beach.
Yep.
And we didn't know really what to expect.
Did not know what to expect.
Did not tell he
didn't
was.
Didn't know at all.
What happened to you?
Didn't know there was a former, I don't know. Something weird happened. I was trying to be professional. And then I found myself unable to look at him because he was so handsome.
Oh.
And I don't get like that. Like if some guy's straight, I'm like, ugh, the last thing I think about is like, and I was so, I'm not even looking at you now. That's
no,
I can't even look at that general
you're
direction.
Mesmerized by this man.
I am blushing. Corey Brooks is he? Listen,
he's stuttering.
I don't get like this, but he really just made me. I'm so flustered. I mean, we interview celebrities all the time. Everyone in West Hollywood and all the cities I travel to, everyone's always gorgeous. I am not that dude, and I am tongue-tied, and I am shook. But listen, if he and I ever get together,
okay,
which will not
note.
Happen, I just need to segue into the story.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on MTV. Watch X on the Beach.
I can't.
Very
I don't want to get jealous. all right. So listen. So, you know, Saudi women are always, we know this, that they many of them are basically subject to male guardianship laws. But there's a new regulation in Saudi Arabia, and it's going to stop Saudi women from being divorced without their knowledge, because that has been the case. So there's actually, starting on Sunday, the courts began ruling they now need to require to notify women by text on rulings confirming they got divorced.
Literally, though, that it Listen, it sounds
better than not knowing at all.
Yeah, and to know by text is better. I don't want to really have to be confronted. Just let's get divorced, call it a day, send me a text, bye.
I don't even know if in that country women can divorce. I think it has to come from the husband has to make the decision. But it's very bizarre. But the new measure ensures that women get their alimony rights when they're divorced, because previously I don't believe that they did. Now, in case you're wondering what women in Saudi Arabia cannot do, they can't apply for passports, they cannot travel abroad, they cannot get married, they cannot open a bank account, they cannot get elective surgery, they cannot leave prison. I mean, these are the things that they still cannot
do. How wild
do.
Is that?
Now, these are the things, without permission from a male guardian. They can't do those things.
Without a male guardian.
You can't, no passport, you can't travel abroad, you can't get married, can't open a bank account, can't start certain businesses, can't get any elective surgery, and you can't leave prison without a male, like a husband or a father or brother or son.
It's so interesting because with the Me Too movement and Time's Up and women sort of taking their power back here in the United States and in other countries, you really forget that other women are really subjected to just very, very poor treatment. And that's just, you know, as much as I'm joking about getting a text message from your divorce, how convenient that would be. It's unfortunately the reality is that's so sad.
Yeah. Well, at least they're now being notified. Many of them just, you know, husbands disappear and they would be like, I guess I'm still married.
Am I divorced?
Anyway. All right. So coming up in the next hour, it is In the Spotlight. Now, we have a singer that we are just so honored that he'd even come in. His voice is insane. You do not want to miss our interview with Vincent.
That's right, you guys. But up next, we've got News on the Beat, where we highlight some of today's juiciest stories. Stay tuned to hear what Trump might declare a national emergency. We are the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we're going to send some special morning love to the new Channel Q, listening to us on 103.1 FM in Palm Springs. We know that all of our listeners have options, so we appreciate you landing here with us here on Channel Q. Now, we like to start the top of most of our hours with a little bit of the headlines and what the world is talking about. So, Michaela, what is everyone going on about?
All right, you guys. Well, this is sort of breaking news. Donald Trump has told reporters as he left the White House for Camp David on Sunday that he might declare a national emergency imminently to secure money for his border wall. Now, we just found out that he will be visiting the border on Thursday as we are in our third week of the government shutdown. So, as always, we will keep you updated. In Golden Globes news, this is so exciting. Sandra Oh and her parents had a huge night last night. Yeah. Oh's accomplishments were undeniably significant. She became the first actress of Asian descent to win multiple Golden Globes. She is also the first Golden Globes host of Asian descent in 40 years. And if that just wasn't enough, she joined Amy Poehler in the club of Golden Globe hosts who won an award on the same night they presided over the ceremony. So wow. Congratulations, Sandra Oh. What a huge honor that must
also,
be.
Also, just on a really superficial level, I loved her. I thought she looked beautiful.
Oh,
I
she
loved
looked
it.
Gorgeous.
I love white. White when you're just trying to stand out and everyone's wearing tuxes and stuff. Yeah. It's a nice color.
Yeah, she looked stunning and her parents were so precious in the audience. She said, thank you, Daddy. It was cheering. It was so cute. In other news, Kevin Spacey arrived this morning in court for his arraignment. The felony charge stems from an incident in 2016 when the House of Cards actor allegedly stuck his hands down an 18-year-old's pants, grabbing his genitals after buying him drinks at a Nantucket restaurant. The young man's mother, former Boston television news anchor Heather Unruh, levied the allegations. What is wrong with me? I can barely talk today.
It's Monday.
Levied the allegations against Mr. Spacey at a news conference in late 2017. Kevin Spacey said that there was no plea entered and was told by the judge to simply stay away from the defendant and the defendant's family. Now, talking about this more extensively in the 9 o'clock hour, as the revelations from Lifetime's shocking R. Kelly documentary continues to pile up, many musicians, some of whom have worked with the singer in the past, are stepping forward to publicly denounce him. Rapper Meek Mill said, I'm not feeling R. It's so much filthy mess going on in this industry. Nobody will ever really speak on the wild mess because most of them could have docs like this or even worse done about them. He added, Chance the Rapper also wrote, the truth is any of us who ever ignored the R. Kelly stories or ever believed he was being set up, attacked by the system, as black men often are, were doing so at the detriment of black women and girls. I apologize to all of his survivors for working with him and for taking it so long to speak out. You know, to go along with those lines, it has been questioned if the star of last night, Lady Gaga, who won the Best Song Original with Shallow, will be stepping out and speaking against R. Kelly as well. Now, we know that she's been a huge advocate for Me Too and women and men who have been sexually assaulted. People have been asking if she's going to say something about R. Kelly, so we'll keep you posting. She's been radio silent thus
far.
Yeah,
we should actually talk about this whole R. Kelly thing later. That's just so crazy.
We will. All right, you guys. Well, to finish it off, Bohemian Rhapsody, the hit Queen film biopic starring Rami Malek as the group's iconic frontman Freddie Mercury, won Best Picture Drama at the 2019 Golden Globes on Sunday night. For the full story, go to wearechannelq.com.
Well, yeah, so you know what? That whole R. Kelly thing's got me heated. I think we should talk. Let's talk about that next.
Yeah, I want to, because it's really interesting. As we're doing this today, more and more celebrities are coming out, like Jada Pinkett Smith. So stick around as we go deeper into that. We are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon.
Good morning, everybody.
And good morning to Palm Springs, the new Channel Q, 103.1 FM. We love you guys for listening to us here on Channel Q and The Morning Beat. We're all consumed, at least our social media feeds are, with Surviving R. Kelly, the provocative new show on Lifetime that talks about and details sex abuse allegedly from R. Kelly upon these women. So walk us through kind of what his MO was, Michaela, in case people haven't seen the show, but they've heard rumors about it. What does this show claim?
You know, here's what's interesting. There's been rumors for 20 years that R. Kelly was... And again, this is all allegedly, that he was essentially a pedophile. He had this harem of girls that he was holding hostage, and most of them were underage, under the age of 18. And basically how he would lure them in was that these girls would go to his concert, sometimes with their parents, sometimes not. And then the girls would go on stage. He would invite them on stage, because if you go to an R. Kelly concert, you usually see about, I don't know, 10, 11 women behind him, and they're enjoying themselves, and it's R. Kelly, and they're having fun, and they feel like
that.
A celebrity. Yeah.
He brings them on stage.
And then they take him backstage, and then sometimes the girl will be like, I want to be a singer. And so he'll say, well, I can help your career. And that's sort of how he lures them in. And then by doing that, he starts grooming the girls,
right,
making them feel like they need him, and making them do these sexual acts that maybe they don't want to do. But again, it's R. Kelly. He's a celebrity. You don't want to not do what he wants you to do.
Right.
And then he keeps them in these home. He keeps them in a home for a couple of years until, you know, the girls leave against, you know, his will, or if he's paid the family off. And he just really kind of, he torments them.
Yeah.
He videotapes them having sex and doing these very demeaning acts.
And of course, there's the whole Aaliyah thing in 1994 when R. Kelly, who was 27, he married Aaliyah, who at the time was 15, but the wedding certificate listed her as 18 years old, even though she wasn't 18.
Right.
The marriage, was annulled a year later, 1995. But it was sad, you know, that to think that that was actually flying under the radar back then. Now, he's been accused of having sex with a teenager in a lawsuit back in 1996, and then again in 2000. And one, and both, like you said earlier in the show, both were settled out of court. But, you know, people have been reporting on them for years, and this documentary is quite the expose.
It's going deep into it. And you see, this story really got to me. This girl, so there's a girl named Jocelyn Savage, mm-hmm, who has been sort of his main girlfriend for a couple years now. And anytime anything comes out, she goes on YouTube and she's like, my family, because her family did a big press conference and they were like, R. Kelly is holding our daughter captive. They need to let her go. A lot of these little girls' parents are doing that. They hold these big press conferences, which is sort of how it's starting to get leaked out more. So the girl's name is Jocelyn Savage. She's now 22 years old. Her parents said she's being held captive by R. Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time they say something or look for her, go to the police, she puts out a YouTube video and is like, I'm not being held against my will. I want to be here. I love R. Kelly, and that's my man. So you... TMZ caught up with Jocelyn and another girl. Another girl was in the video.
Yeah.
Well, the mother of the other girl was like, that's my kid.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be with R. Kelly. So she finds out what hotel she's staying in.
Sure.
And she goes to the hotel.
To get her daughter back.
To get her daughter back. And in it, you're watching like the torment and the desperation that this mother has.
Yeah.
And she goes to the door with the camera crew.
Yeah, yeah.
And the daughter opens the door and essentially says, I want to go with you, but I can't. Jocelyn is in there. She'll tell on me. Come back at 6 p.m. So the mother comes back at 6 p.m. When she goes back, they say to her at the front desk, your daughter called the police on you. She said you're not her mother, and she put a restraining order on you. Turns out, we find out Jocelyn did that to protect R. Kelly, but that girl ends up running out, going to her mother, and goes back home and to be with her mother. Now,
and
that's
tells
a very likely
the whole story.
Tells the whole story, but that's a likely story with a lot of these girls. There's another little girl named Azriel who her parents are pleading to have come back home, the same situation. It's wild, and they're young. I mean, they're very young. So now a lot of celebrities are talking about it. John Legend was in the documentary, and he was saying that. Essentially, he's a pedophile. He retracts any music, anything that he does as an artist. Like, he's done with R. Kelly. Charlamagne tha God, who hosts a really big morning show, The Breakfast Club, he also was on the show, and he was saying, listen, this is our bad.
Right.
Like, we wanted to, as black men, always feel like the man is holding us down, so we didn't believe our black sisters, and we need to, like... We apologize. And then there's other people like Master P, who essentially said that this is the parents' fault. He didn't understand why the parents would let them.
And also abuse and rape survivors. A lot of people's, you know, it's Stockholm syndrome. You feel like you're going to get in trouble. Look at Elizabeth Smart. She stayed with her captor. She was scared for her life and her safety. You know, people like Lady Gaga, of course, are coming under fire for doing a duet with him, knowing all these facts, and then also it being called "Do What You Want with My Body."
She also said, though, she also defended him, saying
that
people always in 2013 she said people say things about us and they're just not true. Do you think that she didn't... Do you think that she knew and she just wanted to move along with her career?
I think there were rumors and stuff, and I think she didn't want to delve too deep, wanted to do the song with him, wanted it to be provocative. She had written it. She's like, who better can we use other than R. Kelly? It would get so much press.
Yeah.
But... honestly, at the expense of the victims. So,
yeah, it's really
not so
sad.
Great.
Well, listen, coming up next, we have another story about a pussycat doll
from the group
who is making a big roar. And I'm not really here for it. So, stick around. We're the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're listening to us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. Want to give a special hello to the new Channel Q, 103.1 FM. That's in Palm Springs. Of course, we love all our HD markets and everyone listening for free on the radio.com app. Now, it is a Monday morning. Slight change of plans. We were going to have a friend of ours come on and promote his music, but unfortunately can't make it to the show. So we're switching gears here and keeping it on the singer tip. Well, I don't even know if she's a singer, if we can put that in quotes. But one of the background girls from the Pussycat Dolls, you may not know her name because she's really, again, not been featured on anything that I think you'd know of. But her name is Kaya Jones, and she was one of the girls from the girl group.
This low-key shade you're giving is really pleasing me.
I mean, no one knows who she is.
I know,
But because she has an online presence, she is very conservative. That's where her values lie, and I think that's how she votes and such. That being said...
Yeah, she's a huge Trump supporter.
Got it. So she basically... posted a video of a gender neutral bathroom. It shows the images of like the outline of a boy, outline of a figure in a dress, and then a sort of a hybrid of the two. So as the gender neutral bathroom sign, she said, "How would you feel about your child using this bathroom?" Okay, so she posted that to her social media, and so essentially, of course, the online debate exploded. And then she went from that, she tried to shift the conversation from essentially allowing people to use the bathroom that they so choose to, mm-hmm. which directly impacts trans folks. She went from there somehow to sex trafficking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently, in her mind, sex trafficking would occur in... bathrooms. And so she posted all these facts. Of course, people went in on her social media against her, trying to educate her on what it really looks like. And she had this response to her haters. Do we have the online audio of her and what she thinks here? Have a little listen.
I just want to tell all my haters, thank you. You spend hours upon hours on my page. And because of that, you make my algorithms go up. So thanks. Smooches.
First of all, I would just want to say this because you report the good news and then sometimes I just have my opinion. We're talking about a woman who literally started her career in lingerie, is not a singer, only sang to a backing track and sexualized herself to have a career. And now she's upset about what other people want to do with their bodies. And I just think it's a little hypocritical.
Well, also the claim that they're predators in bathrooms. Okay, the claim is sexual predators will take advantage of public accommodations, laws that protect our trans people. Okay, so that's the claim. Oh my gosh, people are going to take advantage of this. But the fact is, anti-discrimination protections covering gender identity have been around for years. And there is no evidence that they lead to attacks in public facilities. And this is, listen, basically, you know, if you look at the kind of crimes that have been committed, it's usually by like hetero cis people. You know what I mean? It's not, there's no longstanding history of trans people being violent. And so for her, I think this is just hopefully a teachable moment and someone a little more woke. And I get it. People are thinking, well, it's a bathroom. It's where we do our private business. But the truth is, you cannot continue to alienate and exclude people for just simply wanting to use the John. And especially because there is no evidence that shows that there is anything to be frightened of. People just want to pee and do their business the way anyone else does. But, you know, who knows? The conversation will continue. But the interesting thing to me is just quite simply that someone who had a little sparkle to their name would take on this debate. But I guess if you are...
Well, it was 9 months.
Yeah.
Sparkle in 2003. So I wanted
about
to say
my
that.
My low-key shade.
Okay, well, here you go. Also, I think it is a little creepy. You know, here's what's so funny. They make such a big deal about this gender neutral thing, but she's literally standing outside of a bathroom filming herself talking about children and going to the bathroom. Like, that's creepy. Like, I'd be nervous if my 7-year-old nephew was in the bathroom and he came out and this ex-pussycat doll who believes in Trump was standing out there filming herself talking about rapists. Like, that's awkward. Let your kid, like, let other people do what they need to do. And it's funny because John Leguizamo actually clapped back at her.
Yeah.
And I'm going to totally not butcher this, but essentially what he said was,
paraphrase.
I would rather my children use restrooms with people that are transgender than use restrooms with people like you who are homophobic and racist. I would never want that to wash off of my children. So ooh. I believe in transgender.
This one's really funny. We can just leave it here. But yeah. This one says a tweet from Kevin M. Krause. He says, oh, no, a gender neutral bathroom, just like the one at home. Oh, no, no, no.
I love that.
The ones at home are pretty gender neutral.
Oh, no, no, no. All right, you guys. Well, coming up.
I'm going to keep chatting.
Yeah, you want
to. It's Monday,
yeah,
and I have a lot to talk about, including in 2 days, you're going to have surgery.
So I
know.
Let's
talk about it when
I'm
we come
excited.
Back.
Well, I did something wrong, so if you guys have any advice for me, let me know. We'll talk about it when we come back. We're the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
Welcome back to Channel Q. You're enjoying us on FM, HD, and radio.com. This is The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we want to give some special love to the new Channel Q, 103.1 FM in Palm Springs. We love that you guys are our first FM station. Everyone else enjoying us on HD radios elsewhere, where you're still special to us. Now, we wanted to have a segment once upon a time called Michaela Gordon, Why Am I Like This? Because in her efforts to be such a, you know, always ahead of the game, just making sure that she is where she needs to be, she sometimes forgets about the details of things. And so she ends up in these muddy, murky situations, and she's literally always saying, why am I like this? So she, if you weren't listening to the show last week, then you missed her big bombshell news, which is you've decided to take out your breast implants.
Yeah. And I'm so excited. Listen, I'm really excited to go natural. I also have a niece that I adore. And I just want to teach her that, you know, being embracing your body is very important. And I feel sexy with the breasts that I have. However, as usual, the surgery is on Wednesday.
That's
I'm
right.
prepping. I'm getting excited.
And what have they told you to do? Like, when you had your last appointment, what are the things you had to do? Like, no eating the morning of? Did they give you rules?
No, they didn't give me any of that stuff.
Got it. Okay.
So they just said, like, I needed to go to the doctor. Like,
Got
I needed
it.
To get some paperwork for them. I needed
Did you
to,
do that already?
Okay. Well, no. Here's what happened.
Uh-oh.
So I, okay.
Here's where it goes downhill, guys.
It was the holidays.
That's right.
Right? And then we got back to work, and I was focusing, trying to live my holiday life. So then I was like, I'm going to go to get my blood work done today because that makes sense. And then my doctor literally just reamed me out and was like, it takes time to get the blood work back, so you better get it because you're going to have to cancel your surgery on Wednesday if you don't get the blood work. So then there's nothing I can do. I can't fake blood work. I already tried. I Googled it. And so I now have
this
to
This is
race.
What kills me. Like, she is willing to shortcut
oh,
getting
God.
Blood because she's like, oh, I did it like 6 months. I'm sure it's fine.
No, I'm like, healthy. I'm healthy as a horse.
It
I'm
doesn't
30
matter.
Years old.
Yeah,
I work
but
out. I drink wine.
You
I'm
do
good.
Not work out.
Okay, that was shady, and that was
She's
an attack.
Saying, I work out.
That was an attack on my character, and I feel like Kevin Hart during an Ellen interview right now, okay?
No, then I should be easy on you.
How
Ellen didn't do anything.
To... Well, so here's the thing. Now we're up against time. So for the next 2 days, I'll be documenting whether I get this stupid blood work in time.
And or if you just have to stay with those saggy baggies forever.
We're not staying with the saggy baggies. If I have to lay myself in that operating room and dissect myself, it's happening on Wednesday. I just don't know how it's going to happen.
It'll
so if
be
you have
fine.
Any advice, DM me.
I think that if you go to a blood draw place like a Quest Diagnostics or whatever,
right.
I'm pretty sure they can expedite things. It might cost you a little more for waiting, but better safe than sorry, because if you have anything wrong with your blood, perhaps if you have any kind of, you know, low-key anemia or something like that, that can really impact the way your surgery goes.
Oh, God,
and you don't want them to find out in that moment.
Could you imagine? I like fake my blood work. I get all the way in there. Everything's fine. Michaela, dead at 30. Removal of the breast implants. Body's insane, though. Body's bomb.
My
Okay,
gosh.
Well, I've taken it to a dark place, per usual. But we have a lot of great things happening for you tomorrow
it's
and
Tuesday.
The rest of this week. It's Tuesday. Oh, my God. We have a really special guest.
Who?
Do we have her tomorrow? Can I announce it or should we wait? Okay, it's a surprise, so I'll just do
okay,
it tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do a big surprise tomorrow.
All right, you guys. Well, up next, we've got Dumb Gay Politics with Brandy and Julie, who we love. I don't see my raccoon. Hopefully, they brought that back. It's an inside joke if you guys haven't been listening to the show. But stick around. We are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. We will see you tomorrow. Have an amazing day and be careful in that rain, Los Angeles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.